Is the United Kingdom updating its data privacy laws? If so, what does that mean for MSPs? We'll address that question on today's MSP Zone.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Well. Very interesting things happening in the world of data privacy, data security regulation. I would say in the last 24 months, we've seen more significant movement change pertaining to data privacy and data security globally than we've seen in many decades. And this next story, it's actually two stories that are closely related. Both involve the United Kingdom. But if you don't live in the United Kingdom, you should continue listening. Why? Because what's going on there definitely is going to have an impact to you, no matter where you practice. And I'll explain why. But the story that I wanted to talk about is first related to, I think everybody should know that the UK left with Brexit, they left the United, the European Union, and, not to get into the politics of it, that good or bad, it's done. And so the UK now is dealing with the separation, legal separation from the EU and all of its existing laws, including GDPR, which many of you are aware of, is a fairly massive data privacy, data security legislation that impacts all of the EU member states. And now the United Kingdom is having to deal with that. And we knew it was going to happen. It was not a surprise. So now what they're trying to figure out is, do they keep up with GDPR? Do they put it aside and come up with something new? There's a lot that they have to figure out. But it could be a moment for positive change and then, might be some potentially perilous change if they make the wrong move. And so we're going to analyze what all of this means. We're going to analyze what this could mean for those MSPs who do practice in the UK or have customers in the UK that might be impacted by this. And then the second story related to the Bank of England and some things that they're going through that I thought is worth mentioning. So the first article, and by the way, this will be in the show notes for today, about the United Kingdom government, and this is from a Forbes article. And the story is about the UK government attempting to distance itself from GDPR, and it's doing so by consulting with a variety of different groups that are trying to figure out what do we replace GDPR with, right? And it's an interesting position because the United Kingdom's been around for obviously a long, long time. And for a country as old as they are, they're in the position now of having the luxury, perhaps, if you want to look at that, of creating from whole cloth a new privacy security framework for information technology. And in some ways, I think that it could be a good thing because it does give them the ability to remedy previous legislative mistakes that have been made. Now, I have gone on the record, a lot about GDPR, because I was involved, the MSP Alliance was involved very early on with pre-GDPR discussions and meetings with the European community, and the framework that they put together, you know, the original, let's put it this way, as most things, when government gets involved, they get more complicated, not less complicated. I don't think that's a political statement at all. It's just a fact. But whatever the EU government wanted to do with regards to cloud computing and data privacy pre-GDPR, GDPR is a fairly complex, cumbersome, difficult to understand piece of law. And it's had an impact. It's definitely had a compliance cost. If it's good or if it's bad, I will let you figure that out. I'm not here to referendum on that. But what is the UK going to do? Now, I think that there are a number of interesting options and paths that the UK government could take. And they could say, we're going to continue down the path of GDPR and we are going to vigorously regulate in an attempt to protect our citizens. And yet they could go in a very different path, which is to say, let the market and the technologies that are available operate relatively unrestricted, but define outcomes, define objectives or expectations, if you will, about what can and cannot happen with UK citizen information. And I think that's a completely reasonable set of options for the United Kingdom. I think it could free up the UK to be more nimble than their mainland European counterparts. They're going to be certainly competing. So I think that it's in their interest potentially to be more nimble and more flexible when it comes to inviting especially high-tech businesses into the UK from mainland Europe. That certainly could be part of their thinking. But at the same time, they want to safeguard and provide a good framework of laws that will protect both citizens of the UK, but also businesses who choose to invest there, to start up businesses there, and in general to conduct operations in the UK if they're a multinational company, for example. So I think that the UK has a lot to think about. I hope that they do look at potentially revising some of the things that we saw from GDPR, learn from that law and how it was received, and potentially make some amendments. I'm not going to go into this podcast on what those specific amendments might be, but I just think that in general, the UK could become far more elegant and efficient in creating an IT standard that would accomplish its goals and still make the UK an appealing place to do business and an easy place with whom to do business, because that's another thing, right? The UK needs to look at itself in comparison to the relative difficulty that the EU member states now find themselves in, particularly because of GDPR. It is a slightly more difficult place, right or wrong, to do business with because of GDPR and the complexity that legislative, juggernaut brings. It's not easy, right? It's just not easy, and there's nothing good or bad about that. It's just a fairly, I hope, plain statement to make. Here's what advice I would give to the UK government. I would take the fundamentals of basic data privacy, data security. I think that there is a lot to be said of GDPR and the way it has treated, similar to how California has done with their CCPA. There obviously is general concern about big cloud and the power that these big cloud platforms have, And I think that that's perfectly legitimate for the UK government to address that. I think that they should have, and probably already do have, quite competent IT security laws already in the books, right? I mean, I don't think that they're starting from scratch here. I think that they already have a pretty good head start when it comes to IT security proscriptions. But I would take, honestly, I would take a little bit from the book of the state of Louisiana here and some of the other states that are now moving on this issue with regards to not just managed service providers, but IT in general, which is to say, create your ideal scenario when it comes to how do you want UK businesses, for example, to be treating ransomware? Not an unusual question to ask, not the least of which is because the UK, London specifically, happens to be the home of many global insurance companies, some of the oldest insurance companies on the planet. And insurance companies have been particularly hit hard by ransomware over the last several years. And so the UK government, I think, has a vested interest in protecting at least its insurance industry, but also general businesses and other industries from ransomware. And so they ought to have a set of guidelines about how they're going to handle it. Are they going to tolerate ransomware payments? Are they going to do something similar to the United States Treasury Department and the Office of Foreign Asset Control, for example, and really severely limit the payment of ransomware because it sends a bad public policy message? Perhaps they'll follow that advice. I would tell them to stay specific but high level. Specific but high level, what does that mean? It means don't try to regulate through and down into the IT channel, because you're never going to catch that. It's always going to outpace you. It's always going to change, and it's never going to be something that you're going to have satisfactory results. What I'm meaning is go deep, but stay high level. You need to be outcome focused, outcome based in your legislative efforts. Take the goals that you want to accomplish and set them from an organizational standpoint. So for example, if you set the policy that says, you know, the UK companies will not, I'm just going to throw it out. So let's say the United Kingdom says, they pass a law, no UK business entity shall be allowed to make a payment of ransomware without first seeking government approval. I'm just throwing that out there, right? It doesn't outright prohibit it, but it strongly discourages it and says perhaps even further, if you make a ransomware payment, it must be disclosed at the very least. Well, now you start to, you start to be very specific and detailed about what you will or will not tolerate, but you wouldn't need to go as far as to say, pass a specific MSP legislation. For those of you in the United Kingdom, I don't mean Minister of Scottish Parliament. I mean managed IT service provider. You wouldn't need to create a managed service provider legislation that says MSPs can or cannot pass, right? That would be too specific unnecessarily. So just stay with the high level statement of what you want, and then the MSPs will help you implement that policy. And quite frankly, that's a recipe of legislative success that all legislative bodies ought to consider. Because they you know, what I've noticed is the attempt to get hyper specific on MSPs, A, creates bad legislation, and B, it's almost too specific. Right, you don't want to get too specific with these types of laws, because generally speaking, you don't want, you know, when it comes to ransomware, you You want one policy, right, for everybody. It's not going to be one policy for this type of a company, but another ransomware policy for another type of company. It's probably not going to be that way. At least I can't think of one. So I think that the UK government could actually have a really interesting future ahead of itself in creating a framework of very nimble but powerful IT data protection laws that separate itself potentially from GDPR. It looks like that's the direction they're wanting to go. But they could still be a global player and do so in a way that doesn't repeat the same mistakes that we saw from GDPR, or and perhaps even California, for those who don't like the overly aggressive posture that California took, you know, many people calling it GDPR light. Anyway, I'm going to post an article to that Forbes story. I definitely think you guys ought to read it, as will I post an article from Reuters. And this one is about, it's called Big Tech Cloud Services Could Face Resiliency Test, Says Bank of England. Now, why did I pick this story for this episode? Because it's closely related to the other story. And that is on the topic of standards, IT standards and IT security, privacy standards at that. This article is pretty clear in terms of it signaling a shot across the bow from the Bank of England saying, look, we're starting to really take IT security seriously, including cloud provider security. And it doesn't mean that they weren't doing it before, but they're increasing their level of security seriousness. Let's put it that way. And yeah, I'll just read you the quote. The Bank of England, along with regulators in Europe and the United States, is worried about the reliance of banks on a handful of big tech firms for cloud computing in increasingly critical banking services, and the impact an outage at one of them could have on financial stability. Quote, this is a big topic both within the UK and internationally, Victoria Saporta, Bank of England Executive Director for Prudential Supervision, told an event held by the Institute of International Finance, a global banking industry body. A global approach would be best, she said. Quote, our current thinking is that the most effective approach to managing these risks from critical third-party services providers is through a combination of minimum resilience standards aimed directly at critical third parties, coupled with resilience testing of these critical third parties. And there the article ends. Well, Miss Victoria Saporta, guess what? There is such a third party standard. How about that? It's called Cloud Verify. It's called MSP Verify. And it's existed for a long time. And it is a global standard. It would absolutely apply to the vendors that you work with. And by the way, reading between the lines, you might come to the conclusion that I did, which is as good as the big three cloud platform providers are, they do provide a kind of centralized conglomeration of risk. And if you wanted to diffuse that risk, you might have a hybrid cloud approach where you used both the big one of the big three, let's say, but also you used a combination of local, you know, London or UK based private cloud data centers. And that could be quite powerful, flexible, give you the resiliency that you so seek. Do so by having a local cloud, an on-premise cloud, shall we say, based in the United Kingdom. And you wouldn't even have to create the standard because, again, it already exists. Already exists with Cloud Verify. So all you would need to do is to create that resiliency standard. Set the terms of which you want, right? What's the outcome that you want? Set it at a high level, but be specific at that high level. and then let the market deliver services to you that meet that goal. I think that's perfectly reasonable. It doesn't undercut the big cloud providers, which have undeniable benefits, but it doesn't put, shall we say, all your eggs in that one basket. I'm going to leave this article for you guys to read. Come to your own conclusions. But there's big things happening in the United Kingdom right now. They're moving rapidly. Multiple articles, not just these two, but there's a lot else out there that you can find if you just do some searching. And you'll see that they're on the move, wanting to establish themselves separate from an EU member state, separate from GDPR. They are wanting to create something unique, potentially new, or at least potentially their own. And I respect that. I admire that. And I think that they can do it without having to be overly complex. And I think that they could also do it by using pre-existing standards that they could retrofit for their own purposes that meet this need right now, today, without having to reinvent the wheel. Well, it's pretty exciting, at least I do, because I think that the more governments around the world that take this posture and put this level of thought into their own IT infrastructure, the better off the managed services industry is going to be. Because ultimately, these types of stories, you know, heavily depend on whether people writing it or reading it realize this type of resiliency, multi-provider resiliency, is very much in the wheelhouse of the expertise of what MSPs do every single day for their customers, including the Bank of England. Until next time, Charles Weaver for MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.